like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller, substituting for the vacationing Carolyn Brooke.
Bueno, I think we have to do it. At this time of year, we have to dig and find something to write about. So let's do
A Good Day to Die Hard.
All right.
See how easily you forget a very mediocre movie's title,
God.
John.
What? No, I got an idea what you think of it. Tell me further.
It was a good popcorn movie. It ran very briskly, going from one action set piece to another action set piece. It was okay. Not memorable. There were some funny things to see. But I tell you, John, is it time to put that franchise out to pasture?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if it weren't for Bruce Willis, this thing would have been dead years ago. And he's just, you know, this what, it's been 20-some years that the franchise has been moving and it's been deteriorating. Somebody said he was bulked down. And he is a slimmer, slender, older guy in this movie.
Well, compared to the young actor, Jai Courtney,
right,
who plays his son, anybody would look kind of small. Of course, you know, Courtney's making a name for himself in some other movies, and particularly on the cable TV series Spartacus.
Oh, good. I wondered.
So the guy's naturally buff. As I watched the movie, John, I was thinking, what could improve this movie? And one of the main things that came to mind as I was seeing the interplay between, and that's one of the underlying themes of the movie, is the father-son dynamics and how the McClane character neglected his kids and stuff.
Remember, in previous ones, he's been involved with his daughter, and in the initial one, with his wife.
Yeah, his estranged wife. Then later on, she wound up leaving him for good. I mean, he couldn't save her and the world at the same time, I guess.
Well, and you're making me think this may be the salvation of this, is that you have that kind of interaction you're talking about, or familial theme.
I think it would have been better if they had used Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who played with Bruce Willis in the movie Looper. He played the young Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
One decent actor, Willis, but a very good up-and-coming actor, Gordon-Levitt.
Great reference, because I love Looper. But I think Gordon-Levitt is beyond a diehard franchise at this point. I think it would have been very difficult to attract him, particularly with the dialogue created by Skip Woods, the the author of the A-Team. The lines are ridiculous. At one point, McClane, played by Bruce Willis, says, "Let's go kill some mother effers." You know, geez, come on. And always a film that has good lines can do it. And I think what you would agree with me, this has none. What did he say about his son? He says is the 007 of Plainfield, New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, the franchise had worked, particularly in the beginning, because McClane was a homegrown all-American hero.
Right.
In a confined space like that tower in the first Die Hard at the airport.
Now he's all over the world.
And that's where it fails in comparison to other better-made movies of that genre, like the Bourne movies or the Bond movies.
Sure.
Even the Mission Impossible does a much better job. If they had left McClane at home with a better actor, and maybe, and he always plays off very well, Euro trash villains.
Sure.
You know, like Jeremy Irons in the second Die Hard.
Well, who was the first one?
Oh, God, Alan Rickman. Perfect.
Yeah, memorable.
Memorable as Euro trash villain.
I mean, according to your guidelines, you would have to agree that Samuel Jackson was a fine addition.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of actor you're talking about that would make this a substantial franchise rather than one that's dying.
Right. Well, you know, that's a good point. Willis may be better served in ensemble, like Red, or even The Expendables with all the other over-the-hill.
And that reminds me, where is it with these guys like Stallone? Certainly, Willis is being very productive, even if they're B-movies.
Right.
But Stallone is not making it.
Well, not only Stallone trying real hard to make it, Schwarzenegger.
And good one.
Shoot, I hate to say it, but it could be Die Hard may have just run its course. I mean, it's been 25 years.
Yeah, so you might say the franchise is dying hard. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brooke. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Getting paid for doing what?